Horseway Motors.
Oh, hi, George. It's Tina from Local Splash. I was following up regarding the account and the past due balance.
I don't even know what you're talking about. I don't know who Local Splash is. I don't know who you are.
Oh.
Help me here. Help me.
You have an account with us for the past 11 years, and we help Torchlight Motors show on the first page of Google and Bing for the category in your area. And, yeah, and you've been with us for quite a long time, all the way since 2012. And right now,
pay for that?
Yeah, you pay us $169 a month. And the last month's payment went through as scheduled, just as usual. But this month, it's saying it's an American Express that ends in 4006. And it's saying generic decline. So that could mean that maybe they sent you a new one with a different expiration or something like that.
That card hasn't been used in 3 years.
I'm surprised because it's still been processing
It got compromised at Home Depot about 3 years ago, and they replaced me about 3 years ago with that. That's the old number.
I wonder if they replaced it with maybe the same number and a different expiration or something, because we've been,
nope,
I mean.
I'm looking at my card. It's a way different number. The new number for the last 3 years ends in 2000.
I see. So.
And tell me what this is for. Tell me what I'm advertising for.
Yeah,
What
we do is we optimize the Google business page for Torchlight Motors to show on the first page of Google and Bing. So when someone's looking for a used car dealership, various keywords that are associated with your business, we make sure that your company comes up every single time. So it's, you know, basically giving you that online exposure so that, you know, people can find you.
Do you guys carry a data, like any kind of analytics on what the exposure looks like month to month going backwards?
Yeah, we have a client dashboard. I can send you the login to it. The only thing about that is you won't have full access to it now just because the account's past due, but once the payment's up to speed, you'll have full access to the dashboard again.
I'm so confused. I've been paying for this for how long?
Since 2012. It says you've been with us for 11 years. I'm surprised you don't remember it. Let me go back and look at the notes from back in the day and see what it says here. Maybe something in the notes will ring a bell.
And on the bill, and in my billing statement, it says Local Splash.
Yeah, it should say Local Splash or Relevant Ads. That's our parent company. If you look on that, it's 169 month-to-month, and your billing date is the 12th of each month. So that's the payment that we're having trouble with.
Yeah, because I'm going to pass this to my office manager, Kathy.
She knows something. Okay, do you want to...
Yeah.
Take down my number. Maybe she could call me back or.
Hey, hold on a second.
Mm-hmm.
And FYI, I'm not sure where the George thing comes from. So I'm Jeff. I'm the owner of the company.
It says here, there's a note here from back in 2013, and someone put, I don't think his name is George Jeffrey.
George.
I think his name is Jeff, but he didn't say, well, that's the
it's
person
weird.
That's getting charged for it. It says on the credit card, George
Who
Jeffrey.
Is George or Jeff?
It says George Jeffrey, 916 U.S. Highway 9. Unless it's going through with an incorrect name, which I don't see why that would happen. But do you have access to torchlightinc@aol.com?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm on it right this second.
Okay, good. Yeah, because that's the email correspondence that you've been getting from us over the years. So you can always see.
And it's coming from Local Splash?
It should. It should be coming from support at localsplash.com. Matter of fact, you have a ton of emails that say credit card expires soon. But then after that, it looks like the payment went through. And so they, you know, but there's a lot of them that says.
So it's all in my spam, just FYI.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, going back to 2013, 2011.
2012, there was a welcome to Local Splash on 12/11 of 2012. And then 2013. We usually tell people the first email will go into the filtered mail because we send from a very large Gmail server. But for some reason, it's saying here that when they called out to you a couple of times to go through like the first touch and things like that, it said that they were hung up on. There's no George here. And then that one guy put, we think his name's Jeff. There's no George. Customer hung up on me. So I think every time they called to like go over the first touch that somehow or another, it just didn't happen, you know?
And again, this is for Torchlight Motors because there was another business here that bankrupt and he's been gone only a couple months. That's the weirdest part. I mean, there's a George that worked for him. I don't know. I got to get my, you know what? This is spinning my head. I'm going to have Kathy wrap. I see them now. They're in my Torchlight Inc. at AOL. They're all sitting in my spam for literally the last 10 years.
Yikes. That's crazy. I wonder if George set it up and it was meant to go with the other company, but I don't know how we would have your phone number and your email though. That's the mystery, you know? And when I look at your Google listing, you have a website up, which is not the one we built. So the one that we built, let me see what phone number is on it. It funnels to, this number, 732-721-9009, and then it's attached to torchlightmotors.com. I'm going to send this one to you on a link. Do you get text messages on this line?
I don't.
I'll send it to you in an email, and then this is the site that we built for you to help you with your Google optimization because this is a highly rankable Google optimized site. And then it's linked to your website. So it's designed to bring you even more new clients. There is a little orange banner at the top of the site, Jeff, saying the information here is no longer being updated. That's just supposed to be a friendly reminder to let you know that the payment's not going through. So if you see this site and you decide that, hey, I want to keep it, I just didn't know I was paying for this over the years, we also have an option where you can cancel the program and just keep the site, and that's just $29 a month for the hosting of the site. Okay, so I'll send
that. Okay, so I want to let Kathy wrap around that. I just want to tell you this. I'm looking at these emails sitting in my spam. There's three of them. I got three emails from you guys in 2023. All of them say this was March, June, and August. Avoid a service interruption. Avoid a service interruption. Avoid a service interruption. 2022, I got three emails in February, July, and October. Avoid service interruption. Your card didn't go through. 21, same thing, two times. 2019, same thing. 2015, same thing. 2014, same thing.
That's what I'm saying. It's been sending you those emails that say your credit card expires soon. Please, to avoid contact us. But then the system tries to process it once daily, and then the next month it goes through. So that's the strange thing is, you know, number one, why is it going through if it's an old number that, like you said, you don't use anymore, right? It's bizarre on my end, too.
I don't have the card. It got compromised. It's just someone at Home Depot. You grabbed the number and I had to cancel it. I got somebody ordered 17 pizzas at Domino's in California.
No.
And I'm like, yeah, I'm not in California.
Oh my goodness gracious. Yeah. I mean, I don't know what to think of this either because it looks like each month it goes through with the exception
That's
of this
weird.
Month, which makes sense because now it's saying,
are you Tina?
I'm Tina. I just sent you that link.
I got it. That's why I'm saying, are you Tina?
Yep, that's me.
Okay.
My extension is 777. So if you click on that link, you'll see the website.
I'm going to do it now.
5-star ratings on your Google listing that are populating on this site. And then if you scroll to the bottom, you'll see where your site is linked to it, thetorchlightmotors.com.
Okay. I'm going to pass this to Kathy, and for sure. One way or another, we'll figure something out for tomorrow.
Okay, sounds good. I'll follow up with you, Jeff. And, in the meantime, sorry about the confusion.
No George.
I've never heard of it.
Perfect. Thank you.
You're welcome, Jeff. Okay.
Take care, huh?
You too.